Welcome to our podcast. My name is Samantha, and my partner Andrika and I will be exploring how COVID-19 affected students' mental health and the use of social media, how it affected families at home, as well as children's virtual learning. The focus of this podcast is to become aware of how this ongoing pandemic affected these children, students, and families throughout the past months, as well as develop an evidence-based approach to create treatments and effective techniques for those who are affected specifically by COVID-19. According to the COES and Popper reading, the use of social media has been increased due to the social distancing and the pandemic being a health concern. In the reading, it stated that social media has affected individuals by them having lack of physical activity, feeling sleep-deprived, they stress eat and binge eat, which are also unhealthy habits. They have non-structured schedules and have mental health issues. Today I will be interviewing a student who currently attends York University, and she will be talking about her experience on how COVID-19 affected her mental health, as well as the use of social media. Due to confidentiality, her name will be kept private. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. How long have you been in university?
3 full years. I'm currently in my 4th year.
That's amazing. Due to the pandemic, your school experience must have changed drastically and affected you either positively or negatively, or maybe both. COVID-19 has affected everyone around the world in different ways. Please tell us your experience on how COVID-19 affected your mental health and the use of social media during the past 8 months.
Over the past 8 months, I have noticed a significant increase in my use of social media, not only as an escape from the number of responsibilities associated with online school, but also to help stay informed. I have also felt extremely overwhelmed with a variety of challenges that have arisen as a result of the strange circumstances around COVID-19. One significant indicator of stress was associated with school and getting through the school year through the online format. I found it difficult to make the transition, and it was stressful at times. I also found myself relying on social media as a way to distract myself from the number of tasks I had to complete, but that made me feel unproductive. I was also relying on social media to stay informed and to feel some sort of connection with other people who were in similar boats to me.
Oh wow, that's very relatable. From what you said, it seems like COVID-19 impacted your mental health, social, and physical life. I agree that social media has increased during this pandemic by trying to be up to date with news and policies being placed. According to an article by Haley, she stated that everyone's mood has been affected in several different ways. From a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, how many times per day have your mood been affected in the last 8 months?
Honestly speaking, over the past 8 months, I have had several experiences that have caused a shift in my mood that I would not necessarily just point to COVID-19 as the sole factor. Adapting to a much more isolated life has been challenging in many different ways, but for the most part, I would rate my changes in mood around a 7. There have been times when I feel like the additional time spent at home has been good for relaxation, but I also feel a little lonely too. Sometimes I can feel slightly annoyed, just constantly hearing about various changes in rules and policies that are somewhat conflicting, which makes reducing spread harder, but for the most part, I feel like there is more stress associated with the prolonged isolation and various lockdown measures. On average, I feel like my mood changes just once or twice a day. Sometimes I feel more optimistic, while other times I feel frustrated.
That is so interesting. It can be really difficult to manage your moods and adapt to a whole different lifestyle. As you mentioned, the isolations and social distancing can be really hard to adapt to, since we are all used to doing things in person rather than virtually. For our last question, I would like to ask if you have done anything to help with your mental health. If yes, what did you do and how did it help?
I was constantly reminding myself that this is something out of my control. Therefore, I really cannot change much about the larger situation at hand. I also found that talking to friends through video call and text message, as well as the occasional phone call, has helped a bit in reducing some of my stress. It's easier to do this as my friends are all going through the same struggles for the most part, and they all understand how I feel. I also try to get in touch with other hobbies, mostly related to crafts and the arts, as well as finding new and interesting shows and videos to watch. I did find that I had to reach out to a counselor once throughout the past 8 months, given the immense amount of stress I felt that was mostly related to school, my self-esteem, and the lockdown.
I admire how you recognize your mental health was impacted during the pandemic and try to motivate yourself, as well as using self-care strategies. It is very important to notice what things can help and reduce stress. That way the stress or worries don't last long and affect your mental health even more. You said you reached out to a counselor during the pandemic. I'm just curious on how that made you feel. Did you find it helpful?
I found it was not the most useful in the long term, as those online counselors are more reserved for the short term. I also found it hard to relay how I was feeling, since the person I spoke to did not know anything about me or the way I am naturally, so it was hard to connect. I found that journaling and then talking to friends helped a bit. Luckily, I still live with my family, so I had their support as well, which was helpful, as I started feeling very low at some points. Even after trying to determine my own coping mechanisms, some of those feelings still creep up, which gets really frustrating at times, and it really impacts my mood and productivity.
I certainly agree with you. It has been a crazy couple of months, and I'm sure counselors or therapists are doing their best to provide the best support they can to those in need of it. It's unfortunate that you cannot go personally to a counselor and seek that support you need with it being in-person contact. Although you had some ups and downs these past couple of months during the pandemic, I'm glad to hear that you have tried to manage your feelings and determine your own coping mechanisms to further help you and your mental health. I would like to thank you for attending this interview and sharing your experience with us on how COVID-19 impacted your mental health as well as your use of social media.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
COVID-19 has not been the best for everyone. It has created certain obstacles and different life adaptations for people. It is very important to identify how you are being affected by COVID-19 and determine coping mechanisms or methods that will help maintain your mental health and physical health.
The COVID-19 pandemic has caused many uncertainties regarding children and their education. The pandemic ended schools across the country abruptly. Because of this, many parents were in limbo about their children's future and how education would resume and what school would look like when this finally happens. Schools were placed online, and with that pose different issues such as language, availability of resources, and lack of involvement, especially if parents had to still be at work. These concerns are legitimate because there are homes where parents do not speak English, and some families lack the basic necessities to engage children in work. Notwithstanding the fact that for many parents, the work material and/or instructions given by the school is not easily understood or may not be easily understood, and there is not a teacher who's on speed dial, or there's no face-to-face interaction, which could cause them to be in error when they're explaining the instructions to their child or children. So for a few minutes, I'll be talking to a parent, a wife, and a mother of a grade 4 student who's in the public school system. In previous conversations, she has expressed some of the difficulties of being a parent during this time, how it has been challenging to understand the daily instructions given by the school. Due to confidentiality purposes, her name is being kept private. Hi, Thank you so much for making yourself available for this interview today.
Thank you for having me.
Right. In our previous conversations, we spoke about, you know, some of the challenges that you faced as a parent during the lockdown, procedures, and having to support your son online. So I wanted to ask you, for the purpose of our interview, to elaborate on some of the things that we spoke about.
Well, during this time, it was very challenging for both myself and my son. Firstly, I am considered an essential worker. So I still had to go to work, and my son was left home with my mother, who is older. He has lots of difficulties focusing because of his ADHD, and he is behind on many of the concepts that the school deems necessary. I had no idea how long school was going to be on lockdown. I just knew that going to school would indeed help him more.
I understand that. Like, his learning would basically decline because he's not in school, face-to-face instructions with his teacher. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes. And also with his ADHD, he would need that kind of support that you, as a parent, you are unable to give him that at home.
Yes, that's right.
Right. And not having someone who's at home who is even, you know, around his age group or even, like, you know, a bit older to support him while he's doing his learning was a difficult period.
It was.
Okay. Thank you. I understand how this would have been very difficult, especially, you know, I know if you were present, if you were able to be present at home, you'd have been able to support him or even ask his teachers certain questions. Okay, so about asking teachers questions, I wanted to ask you if his teachers were, so I know school was online, instructions were given online, and as you said before, he was given his assignments and a due date. So my next question is, for this period of time, were his teachers available to you to answer questions, whether by phone or email or any Zoom? Was there any communication with you and his teachers during this time that you guys were at home?
Well, not at all. That's the next thing. The instructions were just placed online. They were given a due date. And I assumed there would be like a video, especially since the topics were new, and he had no idea what some of the concepts even meant. I tried my best to look for videos to explain the topics and try to teach it to myself first before I could help him.
Right.
But seeing that I left school over are not that easy to understand.
Right.
I tried explaining it to him, but because of his diagnosis as well, he just became more and more frustrated.
Right.
What I needed was for the school to help more, or at least the teacher to send a short video, but no one was around for assistance at all.
Well, I understand. Again, I understand how that was really a difficult time, just not having someone who could, like, further explain some of the topics. I do agree about some of the topics being really advanced. Even for grade two, some of the topics are so advanced. So I do understand the frustration with that. It's no doubt. Well, parents, thank you so much for talking to me today, even just explaining some of the difficulties that you have had with your son. And really hope that in the future, or even now, that he's getting the support that he needs so that his learning can get back on track.
Yes, thank you.
So it is no doubt that, you know, during this time, it was really hard on parents and also the children alike. And as we just heard from this parent about the specific challenges that she has faced with her son, for many different families, the challenges could have been, you know, worse, or for some, they may not have had challenges at all. Most families where there are other relatives at home who may have been off work, but we also have to remember some of the children who are from single parent families, and also in this parent's place, there was only an older mom at home. So there are many other homes who face certain things like language barriers. For many homes, children are the only ones who speak English in the home, and school would have been really necessary for them because most of these students really teach their parents the work. So also for children who have had special needs issues, for example, a parent, her son has been diagnosed with ADHD, and also to think about the other students who are even higher or lower on the spectrum who would need the adequate support from the ECs at school, counselors at school, because we also have to think about some of the students who were going through different mental issues even during this time and were unable to access the adequate resources that the school would have provided for them. It is no doubt that the COVID-19 pandemic is still affecting many families across Canada. And as we've heard from this parent, it was really a difficult time for herself and her son.
This is the end of our podcast, and we hope that this gave some type of insight in how the impact of COVID-19 affected individuals during this time. We also thank you very much for listening to our podcast.